Hello everyone, it's Tomasz and this is a special episode of the Fujilove podcast.
This is Fujilove, a podcast for Fujifilm X users from around the globe. Your weekly dose of photography inspiration and all possible Fuji X related goodness. Thank you for tuning in.
Hey everyone, hope everybody is doing great. And I'm sorry for this short delay with this episode of the podcast. As probably most of you know from the website, last week I was in Tokyo and there was a 5th anniversary Fujifilm X-Series event going on. I attended the event and it was really a great moment as Fujifilm announced a couple of new products. And of course, among them, the most impatiently awaited X-Pro2 camera. So you will find all the necessary details about all the new products on the Fujilove website at fujilove.com. So just a short recap here. Fujifilm announced the X-Pro2 camera, X-E2S camera, the X70 small compact camera, the XF 100 to 400 millimeter f4.5 to 5.6R LMOISWR. Oh my god, this is the zoom lens. And additionally, Fujifilm announced that they are developing a new high-end external shoe mount flash. The flash is called EF, or will be called the EF X500. So great couple of new products and really, really exciting event. I was exhausted. I am still curing my jet lag. But for today's episode, I prepared something special for you. Just after the event, you know, in the Fujifilm headquarters in Tokyo, there was an evening reception, cocktail kind of party. I walked around with my handy portable audio recorder and I asked, I think it's 11 photographers, you know, Fujifilm X photographers, I asked for their first impressions. So without any further ado and in no particular order, here you have it. It's a couple of, you know, audio snippets, very, very, very short interviews with those Fujifilm photographers and their thoughts on the new Fujifilm products. Enjoy.
Hey, this is David Hobby from Strobus.com. Hello to Fujilove readers.
What do you think about today's announcements?
I think it's fantastic. I mean, I've been shooting with the X-Pro2 now for about 3 months.
Okay.
And it's just ridiculously detailed, and it's what, you know, what can
so
I say?
Of,
it's
of the products from today, this would be the one which you would grab, or would you grab a couple of them or all of them?
I don't know. I've been waiting for that long lens for a long time because that's the thing that opens up like the ability to shoot sports and stuff. So mm-hmm. So I'm excited about both of those in particular. Like the X-Pro2 and the 100-400 are just like... Those are the things I've been waiting for. Yeah, okay, yeah, great, totally.
Hey, I'm here with Bert Stefani. Bert, did you like the announcements today?
Yes, very much. I truly enjoyed the whole event and, well, good announcements. All things to be excited about.
Which product is your favorite? I mean, I think it's obvious, but still.
Yeah, X-Pro2. Yeah, there's also the other stuff. I would like to play with the flash, but I don't think it's ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a little play with the X70.
Okay, do you like it?
I actually like it. I thought I would not really like it, maybe too small, but it's so small that it fits in a pocket. So, yeah
great,
I'm looking
great.
Forward to test it a bit
nice,
more.
Nice. Will you say hello to Fujilove readers?
Hello, Fujilove readers!
Patrick LaRocque here with me, ex-photographer. What do you think about today's announcements?
I had a bit of an idea. We've been shooting with it since early November. You as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm super thrilled.
Are you really satisfied with the X-Pro2?
I am.
What you expect?
And I'm looking forward to, you know, a couple of niggles, mm-hmm. but ours are prototypes, and I know certain things have been fixed in the production units. So, yeah. Thrilled to be able to talk about it and show pictures, because I've been shooting with this thing, basically.
The X70?
I just briefly handled it.
Okay.
I think it's probably, I mean, it's the same sensor as the X100T, I believe.
Right,
right?
This is just
CMOS,
I mean, X-Trans 2,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. It's the, so in that format, I think it's interesting at that price point as well. Personally, it's the same thing as the, you know, I can't see a thing close. I need glasses. Uh-huh. So it's not for me. It's just I can't. I do you can actually, the touch screen,
right?
Yeah. You can swipe in playback. You can swipe and zoom in with your fingers. I think that's kind of neat.
Yeah. Will you say a short hello to Fujilove readers?
Hey, hello, Fujilove readers.
Hey, this is Zach Arias, and you're reading Fujilove. What do I think? Well,
you like the X-Pro 2?
You know, I was hoping for something a little better, but I guess it'll do. I mean, they've only increased the megapixels, given us a brand new sensor, which is, you know,
which is okay.
Kind of amazing. they've integrated, I love, one of my favorite things is the integrated ISO dial in the shutter speed dial, so that kind of old school pull up and change, I love so much. The joystick control for the AF point is really nice because, you know, you had to make a decision.
Right.
Am I going to have function buttons or focus select?
Both worlds.
Now you have both.
Really?
It has Wi-Fi. Like, I don't ever want to have a camera without Wi-Fi again, ever.
Okay.
I'm glad they didn't go with the flip-up screen because I think it would have added thickness overall. I think it's, like, perfect balance. The new viewfinder is stupid amazing. I love this plus or minus 5
exposure compensation,
Yeah. When you put it in C mode. I love that they still have the old school shutter release, which was taken out in the X-T1,
right,
but is back for this.
What are you shooting these days, actually, mostly, till now, till the X-Pro 2?
X-T1.
X-T1. Will you be kind of...
I'll be switching to X-Pro 2. For me, the X-T1 was just a stopgap waiting.
Okay.
I mean, it's a great camera. I love the tilt screen, so that is nice for, you know, certain things.
Yeah.
But I've always liked the X-Pro body and the function and the form and the viewfinder. The viewfinder's gotten better. I'm really happy about the built-in diopter. That's really fantastic. I mean, overall, I mean, it's been a long time coming, you know. Now that this is here, all we need is the medium format.
And here comes David Allen Harvey. Are you happy with today's announcements?
Yeah, it was great. No, I thought the whole event was good. No, I was very pleased with everything that happened today.
Okay. And you have been a Fuji shooter now for how long?
Either 3 years or 4 years.
Okay.
I came to in contact with Fuji cameras at Gulf Photo Plus.
Okay.
In Dubai.
When you would have to say, you know, to our readers, what was this main one thing which made you actually switch to the Fuji system?
Because it was the smallest and lightest and most unobtrusive system that I could find, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Because I don't like to look like I have a lot of cameras and stuff, so I like to be kind of unobtrusive. Okay.
But still, you must have like the
but I have to have a good quality. I have to have the image quality.
The
so that's
okay,
it. That's right.
Great.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
I mean, sometimes I'm using my phone like everybody, and sometimes those pictures are in books. But that's right. The Fuji cameras were the lightest and least obtrusive cameras.
Will the X-Pro 2 be your camera of
I'm
choice
using,
now?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm using. That's definitely what I'm using now. But I will still sometimes use the X100T also.
Right. This is true.
And I have I have actually the X10. Is it? The 10. Yeah, I also use that one.
Great.
So, you know, I switch around a little bit, but the same lenses go on the 10 as go on the X-Pro.
It's a nice thing, guys.
So it depends.
Great.
But all of those cameras are good.
Thanks a lot, David.
I'm Tomasz Lazar, ex-photographer, and I'm saying hi to the Fujilove.
Tomasz, are you happy with today's announcement?
Yeah, I'm very happy. I was waiting for it for a long, long time.
Okay, waiting for which one?
Ah, that's a good question, because the X-Pro2 is for me a great combination of digital and analog camera that gives the professional photographers what they are searching for. And I think X70 is also very nice for pro, because you can use it to places where are not so easy approachable for typical big cameras or even X-Pro2.
So will one of those cameras be your camera of choice?
X-Pro2 for sure.
For sure?
Yeah.
How long have you been a Fuji shooter yourself?
I started shooting with Fuji in 2012. But I'm fully dedicated since 2014, we could say.
And do you remember what was this moment which made you switch? I assume you were shooting something else before, so what was this moment?
You know, it was like I all the time was searching a camera that will give me the quality of the film, but also that will not be so big. I'm quite big guy and I'm strong, but but still you are searching for a camera that's it's not so heavy and it's very approachable when you are shooting on the street or reportage or documentary.
Yeah.
That's why this was, I think, crucial decision.
Have you been searching a lot, or was it a coincidence you just found Fuji?
No, I was shooting with Fuji, like Fuji Astia, Superia, Velvia.
Okay.
And when they published information, I was reading and I was quite amused about the first camera was the X100.
Okay.
But the next cameras were much, much better. And like 4 months ago, I was shooting the Fashion X for New York Magazine with two X-T1s. And I was very happy. I had four lenses, two cameras, flash, and it was in a very cool backpack.
Yeah,
and I didn't have any more.
Yeah, great.
Hello, my name is Oliver Baer. I'm an ex-photographer from Switzerland, and welcome to Fuji Love.
Oli, how do you like today's announcements from Fujifilm?
I really love it. For me, very special was not the X-Pro2, the X70.
Okay, that's interesting. And why?
It's like the technique of a X-T1 in a smaller, compact camera, and you can take selfies right now.
So what is it mainly that you love about this Fuji cameras?
It's not a camera, it's a working tool. And that's for me the difference between the other brands.
My name is Herbie Yamaguchi. Hello, Fuji Love.
Mr. Yamaguchi,
are
you happy with today's announcement?
Fujifilm? Of course. Yeah, we are waiting for very, very best camera from Fuji. Yeah, Fuji released X-T1 a few years ago and Pro 1. I used, and performance was so great. And this is new version called Pro 2, and it has better performance. And I have used in the last few months.
Okay.
And no stress.
Okay.
To make nice
so
picture.
You could learn the camera very well.
Yeah. Mm.
How long have you been using the Fujifilm cameras?
Oh, Pro 1 was released 3 years ago.
4 years ago,
which I've been using.
Then you started with
X100. X100.
And I gave X100 to one of the Magnum photographer whom I know.
Okay,
I knew.
Nice, very nice. When you would have to say in one sentence, what is so special for you about the Fujifilm cameras and this system? What makes you that you choose this system?
Handy, easy to handle,
easy to
carry.
Handle.
So in Japan we say handy camera.
Okay, yeah.
With a nice performance, but light and easy to control or operate.
And is there something special about the image character for you?
My specialized field is black and white. Of course, color is so nice. Color is so nice, but black and white is as good as. And for snap, my style is snapshots.
Okay.
And this is very quick focus.
Yeah.
And even in one hand, I can hold the camera like this.
Great. Yeah.
And it's very, very fast.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great.
Before I release the shutter.
So today is a big day.
Yeah, you are happy. I'm so happy with the music, with so many people from abroad. This is very international.
It's very
good. Which we need this.
Okay. Great.
We don't want to stick together just one nationality. We want to be very, very widespread out among the world. So this party is so nice.
Thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Knut Koivisto. I'm an ex-photographer from Sweden. And I have to say, I really love Fuji Love.
So Knut, are you happy with today's announcement?
Oh, I'm very happy, yeah.
Why?
Because I've had the camera for over 2 months and been out shooting with it parallel with my X-T1. But I couldn't show it to anyone, and
I couldn't.
And I couldn't use it like my ordinary camera because, when I started to test it, I want to change to the X Pro 2 because I think it's so much better camera. And now, finally, I can take it out of my bag and start to use it.
So it will be the one you will be now using mostly for your work.
Yeah.
And what's the most special thing about this X Pro 2?
I think it's like all the other X cameras, they've been like in a group, the X series cameras, but this camera is like the next level. Mm-hmm. It's like all the X series taking a step up to the next level. Mm-hmm. Everything is faster, looks better, works better, and it's not just that the camera is better and the next level. It takes all the lenses to the next level because all the lenses get better on the new camera.
This is what I was wondering, because Fujifilm announced that the lenses from the moment they were produced, they were kind of waiting for the 20 for this higher resolution sensor.
I think because what Fujifilm could do when they started the X series, that they could start something from scratch. Mm-hmm. They could make the specification from the beginning, how they wanted things to work. Mm-hmm. And so I just think that they thought that we make all the specifications as good as possible.
Okay.
And if we make a new sensor in the future, the lens is supposed to work on that also.
So you have been using now a couple of them on this new sensor already for a couple of weeks.
Since October.
Do you see this difference when using the same lenses on this sensor?
Yeah, and because I think the image quality is better than it used to be, but it's because I've been shooting parallel with the X-T1 all the time, and I was very happy with the X-T1. It was perfect for me. I didn't have any problem with it. Did everything I wanted, but now, when I have them parallel,
I'm not happy anymore with the X-T1.
No, I want the X Pro 2, and I keep changing the lenses between the cameras because I took the same pictures with the same lenses because so I can use the pictures in the future. Right. But I couldn't use them or post them today, so I did.
I did the same pictures
at the same time and tested, and I saw that everything works faster and better on the X Pro 2. The lenses, when I take a picture with the X-T1, the X Pro 2 is faster. The output is faster, works faster.
How long have you been the Fujifilm shooter now?
Since the X100. So I started with the X100, and I fell in love with that camera because I've been looking for a perfect camera to use for as long as I can remember, to have as my personal private camera. And when the X100 came, I felt like I'm at home. This is my
very favorite. Interesting moment for me.
Yeah.
Were you really actively looking for a camera, or was it a coincidence that you kind of...
I've had all kinds in analog cameras. I had the Canons, I had Leicas, I had as digital, I used Canon 450D when it came out, because I want a small camera that doesn't look like a professional.
Right.
But I had two sons, and one of the sons said, can I have a camera? So I gave it to him, the Canon
so this
camera.
This was the excuse.
For me it was an excuse to find another camera. And so I started to use Olympus Pen, the first Olympus Pen. And I loved that camera because it was so small. Mm-hmm. I could take it wherever I went. It was small, and no one took it seriously.
Right.
But the image quality was really good. But it wasn't as good as I wanted. Mm-hmm. And that's when the X100 came. Okay. And I thought, this is a camera, a small camera, but it has better quality in everything. It's better sensor and everything's better quality. So I bought that one and fell in love with that one. And when the X Pro 1 came, I said, I need to have this camera. I need to be the first in Sweden. So I arranged, so I was the first in Sweden to get the X Pro 1. Yeah, I went to the dealers and said, this is the camera I want. So that's where I started with the Fujifilm. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Fuji Love Podcast. Stay up to date with Fuji Love. Follow our Facebook page and join the Fuji Love Facebook Readers Group. Head over to www.fujilove.com for all the necessary information. Take good care, and we will talk to you next time.